Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show and podcast. This is your host, Cindy Sharp, your coach and your host for the day. And boy, do we have a great show for you. I'm so excited about bringing on the guests that we have today. And, you know, I'd like to talk a couple of seconds before we bring her on about what we do here at Sharpening Your Spirit Radio, because this is a special show for special soul folks. And let me tell you what that means. That means that we have a couple of different things that we do on the Sharpening Spirit Radio as a whole, and our goal is to support, to help, to lift up the messengers that we have here in the world with their amazing gift and share it to the universe so we can start healing the world one person at a time. We have two segments. One segment is a segment I do personally, and it's called 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive. And what that does is it helps people have new ideas. If you're out there putting yourself in this amazing space of healing, wellness, and anything that is helping the world to be a better place, it'll give you some great little ideas to get you sparked and moving forward. And then on our Sunday morning show, The Healing Time, we do The Messenger Show. And on The Messenger Show, what we do is we invite some of the who's who, some of the people that have the gift, that really have a consciousness. They're not only going to shift our heart, but going to help shift the planet and shift the universe to this new, beautiful, transformational place that we're all going to. And so if you are here today and you are listening, get ready, because we have somebody very special. And when you hear about her, I'm sure you're going to think, wow, I may even want to talk to her. And if you do, you're absolutely welcome to call in to the show. Let me tell you how you do that. Let me tell you what the call-in line is. If you would like to call in, it is 929-477. Call on in and ask her a question, and if we have the time, we will make sure that that happens. So our guest today is Carolyn K. McGraw. You may know her. She is known as the Soul Whisperer. She has a gift of hearing your heart song and seeing your true essence. She's an educator, a speaker, and a transformational therapist. She uses many innovative, let me make sure I get that one out this morning, techniques to gently guide you in letting you go of the emotional blocks that keep you from reaching your greatest potential and living your best life. And I will just say on a personal note that I know Carolyn, and I know of her work, and I've worked with her, and she has an amazing way to help you shift into something bigger, something better, and something more loving. And I'm so excited that she's going to be here on the show today talking about a topic that is so important, and that topic is following your life purpose even when you hate it. Wow. There's a message in that. I know that for sure. I'm sure we've all been at a place where we're doing our absolute best, moving forward, and bam, something happens that pushes us off our path, and we have to keep ourselves going. and she's going to share some wonderful information about that. I could not be more excited about having her on the show. And again, it's Carolyn K. McGraw, known as the Soul Whisperer. So let's invite her on.
Hi, Cindy.
Carolyn. How are you doing this
morning? Delighted. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for asking me on. I love your song intro because you are all heart. I need a song like that.
You know what? I'll just tell you a really cute little thing that you'll love about this is that I had that song done for my radio show, but I found that it's a little bit like a personal inspiring mantra for myself. So if I'm having those days that I need a little bit of a lift me up or pick me up, I'll stick on my little song. It's like my little soul song.
Yes, everyone needs one of those.
Absolutely, we all do. Well, first off, let me just share with you how blessed we feel at the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show and podcast to be able to have you on. And you have such an intriguing and immensely fantastic story and past. And what I'd love to do is start the show today at you telling us a little bit about yourself. And, you know, you have a really neat background, as you know. But I'd love to hear a little bit more about it, and I know the listeners would too.
Okay, thank you. So I started out as a teacher, elementary school, and high school, became a reading specialist. And then I left that and went into the healing arts, learning everything there is to know about that, and just loved it, couldn't get enough, read everything, took every class, and kind of put it all together in a creative way to help people let go of their stuck emotions, to realize their potential, their gifts and talents. And I just have such a passion about teaching people how to improve their lives, feel healthier and happier.
Oh, I absolutely love that. So what brought you, you know, to getting so enthralled in this, you know, loving light work, as I will call it? There must have been something that kind of just inspired you to go, I know this is where I'm supposed to be.
Well, I think I realized I had some spiritual gifts when I was a child, and I was empathic, picking up other people's emotions, and I did not like it. It was painful. If someone fell down, I felt their pain inside my body, and that was not pleasant. So I remember kind of turning that off. I don't know what to do with this. And then as I got older, around college age, I said, oh, yeah, I had those gifts. I would like those gifts back. They're pretty special and unique. So I just became open and working on improving my intuition. And I noticed that it was increasing as the years went, and I knew things before they happened. I knew what people were going to say. I got visions of my future and what I would be doing. And so I went to a lady who did intuitive massage, and I said, teach me. I want to do that. So I just went from there, everything I could get my hands on and do and practice on friends and family. And it's my joy. It's my life purpose.
Oh, it certainly is. Absolutely, no doubt about it. And that moves us right into our show today, which is following your life purpose even when you hate it. And I'm just going to share a little bit of information here that Carolyn says about this. She says, the impact and joy you can have when you listen and follow the prompting and the inspiration that you receive. God has a purpose. When your life turns upside down, you are forced into places you don't want to be. The importance of not giving up when it feels like you have something more that you can handle. So the purpose here of the message that she has today is not giving up. And let's talk a little bit about how that worked with you. So tell me a little bit about your purpose in helping others discover their life purpose, and how does that blend with this following your life purpose and not giving up?
Yes. Well, I noticed that one of my gifts was that I could perceive what other people's life purpose was. I saw their gifts and talents and was able to help them see it, visualize it, and just give them a few ideas on how to accomplish that. And so everything happens to us is a gift. And if we're not yet able to feel gratitude for that experience, it's just because we haven't completely unwrapped the gift. So it's been very humbling. Yes. So it was a really humbling experience for me to wake up and realize I'm not in charge of my life, that there is a divine plan for everyone. And your spirit knows what it is. But sometimes we fight it, that it's too difficult, it's not comfortable, we have a different idea. You know, we have a goal, and we, as for me, I was read all the books, I took all the classes, I connected to all the right people, and, you know, was growing this business, and it completely turned around inside out, and I wasn't happy. In fact, I was angry, and I had a little temper tantrum.
Oh, that's what happened to me. Oh, I'm sorry. I love those temper tantrums that we have. They certainly push us and move us to a new place, don't they?
Yes, yes. And it's painful, growing pains, you know.
Oh, it is. It is. So tell us a little more about it.
Okay. So life circumstance changed, and I was forced to get a full-time job. And I knew that I needed to work on myself more to be successful at what I was doing. So I had to work on relationships and finances and health so that as I'm working with clients, you know, I got all my ducks in a row. So here I have to change gears and I have to go back into the teaching world. And I just wanted to teach happiness. You know, teach healing and happiness, and here I had to come teach English and history. So I knew it was a God thing, and I had to follow it because there was a purpose. So it took a little while, but accepted it, and I trusted, and I began to follow the nudges and inspiration that was whispered in my ear. And I was sent to a school of 18 to 25-year-old dropouts coming back to finish their diploma. They were angry. They were rude. The class was dirty with very few books and supplies. And these kids were coming out of gangs, jail, juvenile hall, and foster homes. And this was the most difficult job I've ever had in my life, yet the most rewarding.
Oh, I just have to stop you right here if that's okay. What an absolute change in environment. So here you are on this healing path. You're starting a healing business. You know exactly what your kind of life purpose is, and you're following that purpose. And whoop, you kind of hit this life wall, and now you're back in this environment, and an environment that, you know, typically would not be that easy of environment. What was it like for you at that time and at that moment?
I was stressed, anxiety filled, depressed. This is not where I want to be. This is not what I want to be doing. So it was a huge challenge to try to remain happy and positive and smile anyway when I wanted to run away, when I tried searching for another job, an easier job, you know, as we want the easy way. But what came to me was that little whispering voice that said, wouldn't it be a shame to quit before it got really good? And I said, yes, I'll stay a while. I promise I'll stay a while longer and see what happens. So every morning I began praying for healing and miracles for my students, and that I would be able to say just the right thing they needed to hear, to talk about positive thinking, forgiveness, self-love. And things started to change. They started listening. some of the school got more organized and things were turning very positive, and I was actually able to connect one-on-one with the students.
And so let me ask, may I ask you really quickly?
Yes.
When you were in the vault of that change, and I'm sure that you're seeing a change, a big change in these students, and a big change in the energy that you've brought there. How immensely beautiful is that? How did that change you?
Well, I had to let go of my agenda. I had to let go of what I wanted. So very humbling. And I was looking for how can I make the biggest impact on these students. So I was searching and searching. What could I do? What would help them the most? So that leads to what happened next. And I began having my students think about what they're grateful for each morning, to write down five things they were grateful for. And then I used poetry, and I came up with this poetry therapy, a way for them to express their deep emotions and let out their anger and their fear and their sadness and start the healing process. So I want to tell you of what happened to one shining success story. His name is Kyrie, and he is 20 years old, and 1 year ago was living a life of crime, and he was did armed robbery. He was in a high-speed chase that was televised, and he faced up to 5 years in prison. And he ended up doing half a year in jail, and he came to our school. And our school is part of the Sacramento Regional Conservation Corps. So we give them work experience and finishing their credits. So I asked him, hey, let's write a poem. He was a little resistant, didn't want to, but I asked him, what emotion would you like to, let go and release and heal? And he said, abuse. So I said, what are your thoughts and feelings on that? What are the words? What, you know, let's brainstorm. And so he started writing some of the things, and it came about his father. So he went off, typed up this 4-page story poem about his journey to forgiveness with his father that just blew me away.
I can imagine that being involved in this work. Now, you didn't know this was going to happen, but here is your purpose to heal and help others and empower them to live their best life, and that is what you do. And here you all of a sudden are thrown into a situation where you could have just taught history and English, but you didn't. You brought your healer with you to that space, and this story is just, oh, it's unbelievable. I'm loving every moment of it, and I can't wait to hear about more about what he wrote.
Yes, it was so exciting to be able to merge my healing business into my teaching career, and that's what was happening. And I said, oh, I forget English and history. I want to do this. Focus on this poetry. So what happened next was I followed the inspiration, and it was coming every day. Do this, say this, call this person, introduce this. And all of it was just flooding in. So I knew I was onto something big. So I found a local poet, Michael Ellis. He came in. He spoke to the students. I said, Kyrie, read your poem to Michael. And as he read that poem, Michael said, your poem is going to change lives. And I knew that, and having Kyrie get that confirmation from a professional poet. Well, what happened next is very exciting. Michael teaches poetry in the Folsom Prison, and he took Kyrie's poem called Limbo, about abuse, and read it to 25 convicted murderers, and he said it healed the room as they all dealt with that same issue in their lives.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. This is something big. I mean, this is something where there's some healing happening on a very core cellular level for people that a lot of times never even exposed to this kind of healing.
Yes. And the power of writing your what's in your heart, what you're holding in your heart, and then the therapy of then speaking that and hearing your voice and having people react to that. That was the power in the therapeutic healing of that. So what happened next was the Michael posted this on his Facebook page, and it went around the world to 4 continents, and people were praising this poem and wanting a copy and wanting to hear it. And then I noticed Kyrie reaching out to other students and inspiring them to write poems and helping them when they got stuck. And he was like lifting the whole classroom environment with positivity and love and healing. It was incredible to see what was emerging.
This whole story is absolutely incredible. And this whole story came from you doing and making a decision to do something that you weren't really even sure that you wanted to do, and you weren't really sure that you were going to like it, and you thought you really weren't on your healing path. And all of a sudden you land in this space where you're doing something bigger than you could have even imagined.
Yes, this was huge.
It is huge.
I see this turn. I'm going to write a book. This is going to become a movie, perhaps. And I asked Kyrie, you know, what this experience was for him, and he said, writing poetry made me feel better about who I'm becoming. And I know that everything that this poetry is doing for me is going through me to other people, is from God, and he is using me. It feels good to know that I actually have a purpose. And that's
wow.
My purpose, Cindy, is help people find their purpose.
Isn't that absolutely amazing? How fantastic is that? So, can you, put yourself just for a second, you know, listeners, in the shoes of this child who went through an abusive childhood, who struggled to find themselves, who didn't know what was really the path that they needed to be on in their life, and they certainly didn't know how to heal it. And they go to take a class to better their education, maybe get their high school diploma, and surprise, they find not only their gifts, but they also find that from one healer, this beautiful gal, Carolyn, is giving her gift, that they have a healing mission as well. So it's healing
yes.
them, healing others. It's like this huge ripple effect. It's like that drop, tiny rock in the pond and all the ripples rippling off of it. How amazing is that? How exciting, not only for you, Carolyn, but for the people that you're touching with this. You know, this is really transformational therapy that you're doing here.
It is, Cindy, exactly. And I found my purpose, and I'm helping others find their purpose, and it brings joy to me. And I just see this just growing, and these young men wanting to go back into the community to share their poem, their story, where they've come, how they turn their life around, and inspire those in juvenile hall, in schools, they want to, and that's healing for them also. Healing for them to say, this is where I'm going and this is where I've come from. And who knew that a poem could change a life? I did not know that before I started this, and even saving lives.
The deal is it's deeper than that poem. You know, it's the therapy and the energy that is behind it. Do you have the permission to share a poem of one of your students? Because I know that the listeners would love that.
Well, actually what I have is, and I can email that Kyrie's poem to anyone that's interested. I have my students asked me that, they said, you should write a poem. So I was inspired and dedicate this poem to them from their story and kind of what I try to teach them. So it's called There Is Beauty in Your Pain. I'm not important. Hungry. Tired. Lonely. Why me? Disrespected. Violated. What can I do? Pray. Reaching. Seeking. A light shines down. A glimpse of hope discovered. Dreams possible? I hear. Don't stop. Don't quit. Keep walking forward. Chin up. Smile on. And breathe. Breathe peace. Happiness just ahead. Small steps. Changing. Creating. Transforming. Soaring. There was beauty in my pain.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Big tears on my end over here. I don't know what the listeners are doing, but that was so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I love that. And I love the fact that you have, you know, pushed yourself through this space of doing something tremendous for others. But it came from that place where we originally started this show, which was following your life purpose even when you hate it. So, you know, you're driving to work every day going, I don't know if this is what I really want to do. I don't know if this is what I really want to do. I'm supposed to be a healer, not knowing that God was putting you right where you're supposed to be.
Yes, and I'm so happy I followed the inspiration and I kept going and used all my spiritual tools to help support me in doing that, because the key to reaching our potential is to allow our soul essence to lead our lives and surrender our will to our spirit's will, which will align with God's will.
Oh, isn't that perfect? Can you say that one more time?
Yes. The key to reaching our potential is to allow our soul essence to lead our lives and surrender our will to our spirit's will, which will align with God's will.
Boy, that's absolutely beautiful. That's something we all need to have up on a little, you know, a little saying above our computer, our bathroom mirror,
yes,
whatever the case may be. Absolutely beautiful. So we only have a few minutes left, and I want to first off thank you for sharing this immensely deep, loving, and inspiring story. And I also want to share with the listeners that, you know, Carolyn does many beautiful things. And as part of this beautiful gift that she gives to the universe through her students, she also does some wonderful healing things. And can you share a few of the things that you do that are kind of your specialty?
Yes, I do hypnotherapy, intuitive counseling, energy work. I use aromatherapy. I do space clearing of your home or business. And something very powerful I'm doing is called Healing Within. And it's a clearing technique that uses muscle testing to help balance and align the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. It actually clears toxins, heavy metals, and emotions, aligns the skeletal system, stabilizes organs and glands, addresses pathogens, allergens, hormone imbalance, and generational issues. And so it optimizes your body to do its own healing. It's very powerful, innovative, a cutting edge that is I'm real excited about. So I put it all
together.
Wow,
that is absolutely amazing. That's not a therapy that I am familiar with, but it sounds like something that would be a huge shift for anybody that could get involved in working with you.
That's the right word.
So
huge shift, very quickly.
Huge shift. I love that. So one thing that Carolyn has done today as a blessing to the show is that for any listener that listens to this show at any time, whether it's live or our recorded version, she is giving 50% off one of her special packages or one of her special sessions, and all you have to do is reach out to her to get that information. So, Carolyn, share with me, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They could check out my Facebook page, Transformational Therapy, or my email at inharmony11@gmail.com. I'll say that once more, inharmony11@gmail.com for a session. I'm doing half price, and $25 for a space clearing or a poetry therapy session.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for giving that to our listeners. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and share that your gift that you're giving to the universe is not only a huge blessing, but sharing your story here so others can start following their path, not be afraid to step through that, oh my gosh, am I following my life purpose even though I'm in the middle of hating it? And being able to know that they're in the right place at the right time. And as you said, which was this beautiful thing, is that, you know, when you really have this gratitude for the experience, and that you're unwrapping that gift as you go along. So I want to thank you. I'm going to send you with love and light and close out the show today. For everybody listening. Oh, sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
Oh, could I just leave you with one thing? That my spiritual tools, forgiveness, love, and what you said, gratitude. If you can have those, you're just going to fly high. And I just love this quote that I came across. When you come to the end of everything you know, and the next step is into the darkness of the great unknown, you must believe that one of two things will happen. Either you will step out onto firm ground, or you will be taught how to fly.
Oh, well, I don't know about you, Carolyn, but I'm ready to fly today, just spending this last 30
minutes with
Cindy,
you. Let's fly,
Cindy, yes. Let's fly. So thank you so very much, and the show has come to an end, so I'm going to let you go and send you off with love and light. Carolyn, and for the listeners, thank you for coming to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show and podcast. You know what we do here. We hold you up in the love and the light. If you are a spiritual entrepreneur, make sure you tune in to our 15 Minutes to Thrive to keep your spiritual business alive, where I give you some great little techniques and some great little love around inspiring your spiritual business so you can heal others too. Thank you, love and light. And you know how I end every show. It is love, light, and a big kiss. Beautiful day to everybody.